Scott Monford wasn't surprised when he found out he had torn his anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL.
And I kind of knew instantly there was a big pop. It was kind of a little bit of a blur, like I, you know, went down on the ground. I kind of knew, you know, what had happened.
A new study shows the ACL injury is more than just physical. Scientists at Ohio State published research in the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy showing when you injure your knee, it changes your brain. Dr. Jimmy O'Nate, a health and rehabilitative sciences researcher, had a premise when he began the study.
Do these individuals use their visual systems differently than those individuals who have not had an ACL tear? And what we saw was when they had to move their leg, we saw visual uptake in the brain.
Doctors compared the brain scans of active, healthy adults with those recovering from ACL injuries when extending and flexing the knee. The scan showed that instead of relying on movement or spatial awareness, people who had suffered an ACL injury relied more on their visual systems in the brain when moving their knee and didn't move it as naturally or instinctively as those who had not been injured.
What they're doing is they're using their vision to move in a very simple pattern when they really don't need it.
Patient Scott Monford realized he was relying on these visual cues.
I noticed that I was much more conscious of how my knee felt and whether I would always wear a brace, just whether or not that was really helping or doing anything. I think it was more of a kind of a comfort thing.
O'Nate says it's like walking in the dark. You don't walk as fast. You don't move as confidently. He says patients are not moving as confidently and consistently using visual feedback from the world around them when they really don't need to. Ohio State Dr. Dustin Grooms, who conducted the study, thinks those changes play a big role in why people who recover from ACL injuries move their knees differently.
Their brain had fundamentally changed how it processes that information. So we think that's playing a big role in why people don't trust their knee. The brain rewired to use vision for movement as opposed to using sensory feedback.
Grooms says consistently depending on the brain's visual system for movement can cause complications when participating in complex sports. He hopes medical staff take the brain changes into consideration.
Clinicians, physical therapists, athletic trainers, physicians, they're not really addressing these problems. We tend to focus on strength of the joint or stability of the joint in surgery, but we're not really thinking about the brain.
To help overcome the mental changes, therapists are using strobe glasses to visually distract the patients and cause their brains to rewire back to their original state. Patient Monford says the doctors are onto something.
I believe it. I mean, from kind of firsthand experience, I mean, it's hard to decouple those. There's, the human body is a very complicated system, and, things are, I think, probably more integrated than we even know at this point.
Researchers say people who have ACL injuries and attempt to return to activity are 30 to 40 times more likely to sustain a second ACL injury when compared to those in the same sport who haven't had an ACL injury. Sound for this story was provided by Ohio State. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.